Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, November 17th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden predicts his Build Back Better plan will pass this week. The FDA moves to authorize COVID boosters for all adults. Gas prices in California reach record highs. Economists rank the most taxed cities in America. Also ahead, will high taxes ruin this country? But first, the president touring an aging bridge in New Hampshire to promote infrastructure. Also, Mr. Biden telling reporters his Build Back Better plan will pass Congress before Thanksgiving. Quote, I'm confident the House is going to pass this bill, then the Senate. I think we'll get it passed within a week. Now, moderate Senator Joe Manchin may block the package. He claims the White House is using gimmicks to hide the true cost of trillions of dollars in spending, which is true. I'd be surprised to see the mammoth bill pass anytime soon. The FDA could endorse COVID boosters for all adults by Friday. New data shows the vaccine's effectiveness wears down after 6 months. Mixed messaging from the White House has created confusion for many older Americans. Cases of COVID on the rise again in the USA. Infections up 18% since summer. Price for gas in California hitting record highs. Folks in the Golden State now paying $4.70 a gallon. Costs in downtown LA and San Francisco can top $6 a gallon. That's $108 to fill up the average gas tank. There are no states in the country where a gallon of gas costs less than $3. Forbes magazine ranks the highest tax towns in America. Number one this year, a tie between Los Angeles and San Francisco. Ironically, the two places with the highest gas prices. Each city spends $1.5 billion on payroll alone. Folks there making $100,000 give half their salary to the federal and state governments. Lowest tax city in America? Anchorage, Alaska. Folks up north take home 80% of their income, and they also get subsidies from oil sales, checks that go directly to them. So the question becomes, will Joe Biden's tax vision hurt America? Analysis in a moment. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code BILL at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code BILL at checkout.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. If the new reconciliation bill passes, that's Build Back Better, the USA will become the highest taxed free country in the world, according to the Wall Street Journal. If the Democrats get $4 trillion in spending, the USA will have the highest combined federal and state income tax rate anywhere. According to the Tax Foundation, America today is in the middle of the pack with a combined top rate at 43%. Under Biden's proposals, that top rate would jump to 57% of our incomes by 2026. Higher than Germany, 47% there, Sweden 52%, France 55%. The increase would come from new taxes the proposed bill slaps on high earners, 5% rate on earnings above $10 million, another 3% above $25 million. But unlike the ordinary income tax, the surcharge rates would also apply to non-wage earnings like capital gains when you sell a stock or bond, and that would severely hurt and curtail investment. Now, the socialists who control Joe Biden and the Democratic Party need all this tax money to give people free stuff. It's that simple. Entitlements buy votes. That comes under the banner of social justice. The left believes white men control all the wealth and exploit people of color. So their goal is to punish the so-called patriarchy. What high taxes have done almost everywhere is sap, S-A-P, sap, initiative. Why work hard and create things when the government is going to seize your wages? You see this in Europe. I was in Germany right before COVID broke out, and in Munich, workers there pay taxes on everything and have little left over to even vacation. Yes, they get free health care, free education, pension, all of that, cradle-to-grave entitlements. But when I'm talking to shopkeepers in Germany, they're basically telling me they do a cash business. They don't want your credit card because they don't want to report what they earn to the government in Berlin. Because if they do, the government will take about 60% of the money. So therefore, you have this capitalist game where people are trying to dodge taxes every time you turn around. But the real danger is that people and the work ethic they should have in a powerful country like America will decline. People are going to say, why should I kill myself to earn a few extra bucks when they're going to take it all away? And that means people at the top as well. So you're going to see a decline in production and innovation in America. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. You will like it there. In a moment, something you might not know.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 74 years ago today, the Screen Actors Guild, that's a union, forced its members to take an anti-communist oath. The pledge started a Hollywood blacklist that would plague the movie industry for decades. Here is the story. The Red Scare swept Los Angeles in 1946, right after World War II ended, when the Hollywood Reporter published a column called A Vote for Joe Stalin. The newspaper claimed Soviet sympathizers had infiltrated the film business. 1 year later, The House Committee on Un-American Activities publicly interrogated entertainment professionals under suspicion that they were subverting democracy. First to testify, Walt Disney, then actor Ronald Reagan, who was involved with the Screen Actors Guild. On November 17, 1947, 10 days before they were scheduled to appear in Washington, the Screen Actors Guild asked all members to sign the anti-communist oath, but not everybody would. The hearings gained national attention when a handful of writers and directors, dubbed the Hollywood Ten, were held in contempt of Congress for refusing to testify before the House of Un-American Activities Committee. Within a week, the most powerful film executives in the country released a joint statement. Anyone suspected of working with communists would have no place in Hollywood. The first blacklist had begun. By 1950, a pamphlet was published identifying 151 entertainment professionals labeled red fascists and their sympathizers. Nearly all were banned from the movie industry without due process. In 1962, a lawsuit ruled those who used a blacklist could be held financially liable for damages inflicted on another person's career. So that put an end to Hollywood's Red Scare. They did not want to be sued. At its height, the blacklist included 300 people. And here's something else you might not know. Today, there is a new blacklist in Hollywood. It's called cancel culture. Speak out in defense of traditional American values and brace for a backlash that would make Joseph McCarthy blush. Now this.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.